Elon Musk is set to unveil a humanoid robot at Tesla's AI Day event tonight. It's meant to help with repetitive, menial tasks. And Musk is assuring people that the 5'8" cyborg named Optimus is friendly and not threatening to humans. For more, we are joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Ken Goldberg, professor of industrial engineering and operations research at UC Berkeley and chief scientist at Ambi Robotics. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You know, for years, we've seen highlight reels showing amazing robots performing all sorts of duties. These robots are mainly out of Japan, and they appear to be friendly. So how is this different?
Well, I think Elon Musk is having a big laugh here. I think that he's really a lot like, really more, less like Steve Jobs and more like Harry Houdini. he's putting himself into a situation and this way making predictions that are very difficult to get out of. And in this case, I don't think we're going to see anything that's going to be a threat to the human species.
Because he has a history of overpromising, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, he's very good at rocket science. And people say robotics, it's not rocket science. But actually, it's much harder.
What are Tesla's goals then for AI and automation?
Well, I think he wants to have robots, say, to help produce the cars, which makes sense. But these robots should not be human-like. I mean, if you see, robots are used in Detroit all the time to build cars, but they don't look human.
But what he is promising, right? Everybody seems to have a certain level of robot that can do certain repetitive menial tasks. But isn't everybody looking to bump that up and make him more intuitive and able to do more complex tasks, correct? But what's standing in the way of taking that to the next level?
Okay, so this is a problem that people have been working on for a long time. The idea of robots have been around for 100 years. In fact, the idea goes back 1,000 years to the Greeks. But it's very, very difficult to reproduce the complex dexterity of humans. Even animals are capable of grasping very complex things and manipulating tools. Robots are very far from that. And it's because it's very hard to reproduce the sensing and the control of animals.
Right. And the person who programs an AI is a person with those same kind of feelings. So they could have biases built in as well. We understand that Chipotle is investing in some automation to make up for a worker shortage. Is that driving some of the motivation here?
Well, I know there's a worker shortage, but for example, working in a kitchen is extremely complex. I do not think we're going to see robots taking over kitchen work for 30 years or more. It's just a hard problem. I hate to burst the bubble there.
No. You're here to burst bubbles.
Okay.
So how close is the technology, is the development, even to kind of bump up the range of motion or the range of tasks that robots can do now?
Well, absolutely. So I think what we're going to see in 90 minutes when he makes the big reveal today is going to be something that's going to look very impressive. It's probably going to look somewhat like a human. It may dance. It may roller skate. I don't know what it's going to do, but it will be, we're making progress. And I don't mean to sound as negative. Many companies are out there making real steady progress in robots, for example, to sort packages. And that there's an enormous progress going on there.
So you're the chief scientist at Ambi Robotics. Is this a threat for that company?
No, okay. Because we've been working on one very small sector, and we are making steady progress there, but we're not promising to take over the world.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Ken Goldberg. He is a professor of industrial engineering and operations research at UC Berkeley. He is also the chief scientist at Ambi Robotics.